From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, April 29th. I'm Lana Cohen. It's clear that Mendocino is in a serious drought. What's not clear is what the drought will mean for different communities across our county. That's why I'm calling up every water district leader in Mendocino to tell you how the drought will impact your water district. In today's news, you'll hear from Ed O'Brien about the water system in the town of Mendocino. O'Brien worked on the Mendocino County Community Services District for 22 years and is still involved today. The episode also contains information from the city's district superintendent, Ryan Rhodes. This year, the town of Mendocino received around 18 inches of rain. According to Rhodes, who was not available for an audio interview for this story, that's less than half of their average precipitation. To make matters worse, this is the second very dry winter in a row. The town of Mendocino is currently in a Stage 3 water emergency, which requires a 20% reduction in water allotments, but Rhodes anticipates that the board will declare a Stage 4 emergency at their May meeting. Once a Stage 4 emergency is declared, water allotment reductions will jump from 20% to 40%, and enforcement will increase.
Let me explain something to you about how we got to where we are.
That's O'Brien.
Basically, the town of Mendocino, in its early days, it was a boom town because it was lumber, timber, and the price of timber goes up and it goes down, and it goes up and it goes down. So when it was doing very well, it was so easy to get water. You just dug a hole. Once you got down to a certain level, 40 feet, 30 feet, 20 feet, you hit hard rock, you went a little bit further, and you had water generally. Now, there are exceptions. There are places they couldn't find water in town, but that was what it was. And so what was unusual about this town was a town of its significance and its size. It was one of the biggest cities between San Francisco and Portland at one time. And it never went back into the hills and captured a water source. The town did not ask for and did not receive any runoff water. So they lived basically on the water that fell on their town. And that's the groundwater.
O'Brien explained that as time went on, Mendocino put in a sewer system, and that this critical piece of infrastructure allowed the town to grow. But as the population grew and development increased, no one was paying attention to how much water was available or how large of a population could be supported by the groundwater in the town.
There were no questions truly of how much water do you have down there. The county of Mendocino had some regulations on it, but they were very, very, very generous with giving away water without real proof of it harmed anybody else. So when you look at an inn in Mendocino now, you're looking at a house that had a family in it, and that family lived on that well, and they got by. And now we have an inn with 4, 5, 7, 10 units in it. And there are hot tubs, there are gardenings, there's all kinds of things. Basically, the sewer system allowed for development to grow with no real concern about how much can we support.
Today, Mendocino still exclusively relies on well water that comes from rainfall. Rhodes and O'Brien don't yet know exactly how much water is available in their system. They're waiting for a study to be completed, but they are well aware that they are in a tenuous situation. Rhodes said that even with conservation, wells will run dry this summer or fall in Mendocino. Without a reservoir, the only choice for Mendocino residents, if they run out of water, is to truck it in. But as O'Brien explained over the phone, that can be prohibitively expensive and is not a sustainable long-term solution.
You're free to truck in water. The bad part is, it's very expensive. And there's a new water truck in town. A new guy has started up his business delivering water to Mendocino. Now, how long he can do it if other towns run out of water? At one time, years ago, they had to go to Westport to bring water to Mendocino. And then they went to Elk. And each one of these towns had some issues. You're sending our water to Mendocino? but they had extra water and they were selling it to Mendocino.
O'Brien said that the last time Mendocino was in this rough of a spot was following the 1975-1976 winter, which was the driest in California's history. That year, the only way some Mendocino residents made it through was by sharing water among neighbors.
Years ago, in 76, when the last time there was a big drought, there was hoses across the fences. And that's how people got by, because their well went dry, but the other guys were still okay. So they drew a hose across the fence, and at one time up on Calpella Street, there was like three or four or five houses all stuck on one well that had still water. And they were all within 50, 60 yards of each other. So how do we do it any better than then? I don't know. And what do we do about the future? I don't know.
Although O'Brien isn't so sure about what the future of water security might look like in the town of Mendocino, he mentioned that there is some talk of building a reservoir.
We have been told that we should be looking for a water source, a reservoir or something like this. Reservoirs don't make water. Wells don't make water. Rain.
For KZYX News, I'm Lana Cohen. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.